If you are not mafki the bor, then it depends. According to Shmuel, you're right, it's still called the mazik of bor. That the Gemara in Hamaniach later on says, that kol takola boru, or Shmuel says, afagav the lohifker, even though you're not mafki your bundles outside the Shas Rabbin, still it's called the bor. So if so, like that told her for sure, is chayif. Vi le Rav, it goes according to Rav, Tiyoma kula mishara lamadnu. Rav says the svar is that if it belongs to you, it's like your shore. It's not daima to a bor. A bor is a pshak, you don't own it. You dig a ditch in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you don't own it. It doesn't belong to you. So the taitcha, the mazik of bor is when you don't own it. Mashenkin, if it's your bundles that you're putting down now in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's more daima to your shore. Because your animal, that's something you own. So Rav holds anytime you own it, it's not called bor because it's more daima to shore. It's like the mazik of shore. Samara says Monisha. Ila Rav Yamakula Mishor Lamadno Hainu Shor. It's mamas like shore. Maishino bor. So now Samara says like this. Maishino bor. So now let's go. You put the bundles down, Vishus Rav, and you masker it. So it's called the told of bor. Now the question is, are you chayiv or not? Samara says, of course, why not? Maishino bor. Shekain Tchilas Asi Yosla Nezik. What's the mile of a bor that when you go to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and you dig a ditch, the beginning of your digging, of making it, you made a mazik. That's the chiyav of bor. Because you went and made a takola, you made a nezik Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Umamoynach, after you did it, the Torah puts it, we'll see later on the sugyas, the Torah puts it into your rishus. Like Taisa says, lav dafka gavi bor, it's not the lav amaynu, it's not really your mammon. V'chein gavi yesh, the pshita, the amidlikul gesh, Taisa says, really, amaynach, it means lav dafka. Because the same right now, the bor means it's Rishus Rav, and you don't own it. So the Mara says, Mamaynach is lav dafka. Now the pshat is that since you created it, it's like your mom, and you have the chiyuv not to watch it. And therefore, Shmiroson Alecha, you have to watch it. So the Mara says, that's why bor is chayiv. If so, hani nami. The same thing should apply by the toldos here, where you put your bundles or a knife or stones in the Rishus Ravim. Tchilas asiyosl nezik. By you putting down these stones in the Rishus Rabbim, the beginning of doing that is for an ezek, is for a mazik. Umamaynach, and it belongs to you, or else even if you masker it, but you're the one that caused it. And therefore, shmirasan olecha, that you have to watch it. And therefore, if somebody gets hurt there, of course you have to pay. Therefore, the Mar says, Ela, of course the svar is told of the bor kabor. About the toldus of bor is like bor, like a monisha. This avnoi sakina masor that you put down with shesarabim, if you masker it, it's mamish, it's a told of bor, and it has the same svar as like bor. If you not masker it, so according to Rav, it's sure rather we said all the toldos achayiv. Like Shmuel, that's a bor, it's also a svar you should be chayiv. If so, where did Rav Papa say that's not lav ki yitzaboy? So Mar says, v'chi kama Rav Papa, where did Rav Papa say it on? A told of the mavel. Maybe Rav Papa is going on the told of mavel, like we said it meant shame. We'll soon see now. Tamar says, my niyu, what does mava mean in the Mishnah? Eli Shmuel di yama mava zushen. According to Shmuel, it says mava means shen. If so, Hakimna, we already said that tolda, the shen kishen, we already put on that the toldas of shen and svara should be just like the yam of Adi Yechayim. So Papa's not talking about the toldas of shen of mava. Eli Rav, if it goes according to Rav Shita, what does Rav say mava means? Di yama mava zeodam. That Rav says no, and the Mishnah says mava, it means odam amazik. If so, my ovis to my toldos ispil. Let's first see what would be considered the toldos of Adam Hamazik. The chitayma, maybe you want to tell me. Av near. An av means when the man is awake and he does damage. That's called the av of Adam. Tolda yoshin. Tolda would mean when he's sleeping. If a man's sleeping and does damage, then he's also chayiv. And Rashi brings down, oh, we'll soon see, that even when a man's sleeping, that's also called the tolda. For the Gemara, but now we learned, Adam mu'ed li'olam ben er ben yoshim. That an Adam is chayiv, whether he's awake, whether he's sleeping, is always chayiv. The pshat is not called the tolda, that's called Adam amazik, that's mamish Adam. Rashi says Adam mu'ed means er ben yoshim mishleh perek bay. At the end of the second perek, we'll see about that. But even though when a man is sleeping, he also moves around. The guy doesn't just lay like a log, a guy moves this side, that side, so there's things next to it. Like, you have to be careful. When you go to sleep, you're not supposed to go to sleep next to a set of china that's piled up. As they have 10 cups piled up, you're not supposed to go to sleep right next to the 10 cups. Because you know when you're sleeping, you're going to give a push there, and you're going to knock down the 10 cups. So therefore, you're chayiv also. Even though you're sleeping, there's no terrors. Like you know before you want to sleep that you're going to move around when you sleep. So the melu meretz kasha, that's not even a toldo. That's krit to the av. Same way when the guy is awake, he could do damage. When he's asleep, also he moves around and does damage. So they're both called avos. So what are the toldos?
So if they're
going to well, that'll be different. That'll be different then. That'll be potter. We'll see later in the sugya. It's a shayla about onyus gomor, by otma matzik dichay v'nat. That we'll see later on. Elo, rather, what's called the toldo? Akichay v'neyim. His spit and what comes out of his nose. Rashi says kichay is roikaper, the spit. Niyay lechas achayt. What comes out of the nose? That's called toldo. For the Gemara, let's see. Hey, what are we talking about? E bahadi di azli kamaski. If one he spits out of his mouth, it goes straight to somebody's face, smazik you, goes straight into your clothing and ruins your beautiful shirt. For the Gemara, koichayhu. That's a vada called koichay. Rashi says, E dihadi di azli kamaski mishanofla al shiroyim. It goes on your beautiful silk shirt. Vitanfu, and your spit dirties your silk shirt. Seila toicha mashkin. It also goes into your beautiful. You have a cup of soda there. Somebody spits into it and ruins your soda. You can't drink it now. Koichayu. Rashi's pshat is behind the words of gufa v'chayiv. That's not called the tolda then. That's called koichay. That's called just like give somebody a punch. Who I did? You could tear the guy's shirt. Same way you could spit on the guy's shirt. That's mamash odem amazik. That's not even called the tolda. That's called an av. Elamai vi bosa denaychi. Elamai means you spit on the floor. And you have a piece of, you have your saliva there on the floor. And now somebody comes and trips and slips on the saliva. For the Mori, Bosa Denaychi, Ben Rav, Ben Shmuel, Hain Abor. There's no Mazik Mazik anymore, that's a Mazik Abor. Like a Vada, your spit, your mafka. Nobody wants to keep a spit. Comes out of the nose, it goes on the floor, you don't want to keep it. Of course, what comes out, your mafka. So that's Hefka. So it lands on the floor now and somebody tramples over it. It's a bor, that's regular bor. So it's not other mamazik. It's not other mamazik anymore. It's bor. Rashi eid bosta the rashi means achen loyach haroik loris. After your spit landed on the ground, has zekim in shuhuchlat odem them. Somebody tripped on them. So vad it's mamash odem mamazik. And it's bor hamazik. So if so, for the gemara le tolda the mava kemaver. So vad the tolda of maver is like maver. So through the way Rashi learned poshus mashmin, there's no toldas here.
However, the Mashur himself also says that Rashi, even though he says Kodom, it doesn't mean Mamish is like Odom. Havada Rashi also agrees it's a Tolda of Odom, and therefore Koichai is the case of Tolda. The Gemara is now saying the Tolda of Mavir is Kamavir.
Tolda the Mavir Kamavir. Pasha Loshna Gemara wouldn't be Mashma. That Loshna Gemara Mashma, that your Keicha Veneyo is called a Tolda. What comes out of your mouth is called a Tolda. Just the Gemara is only saying it's Svara Pshiti Yid Bichayiv. Since it's from your koichoi, it's just like other mamazik, just like you punch somebody chayiv, havad if you spit your shnos of chayiv. But havad is called a tolda. Then it's good to lashon hagemara. El a tolda, the mavra havad is kamavra. If so, v'chi kamar a papa, where did a papa say his memro? That laf ki yoitz moel, I have to tell you, a tolda the esh. He's going back, tolda the esh. For the moment, let's see. Tolda the esh ma'anihu. What are the toldas of esh? Elaine, if you want to tell me, avnoi v'skina masloi, again, his stones, or his bundle, or his knife, shenichen b'reish gag, gagvi, you put it on top of your roof, v'nofloi b'ruach mitzuya, and you put a mamash at the tip of your roof, it's not just about balance there, that when a normal wind comes, it makes it come down, it'll knock somebody's, crack somebody. V'azeikoi, for the mohechidami, what are we talking about? Ibahadi da'azli kamaski, if while the stone is coming down, tumbling down off the roof, it hits somebody on the head, hainuesh, for the more that's mamash the mazik of esh, why is Eish Chayiv? Now, even though you light the match in your Rishus, why are you Chayiv? The Koyach Acha Murabahem. Because there's another Koyach there, the wind comes and takes the fire and moves it away. And you should know the wind's going to take away your fire by Ruach Mitzuya. That's why you're Chayiv. Like Koyach Acha, Rashi says, you should have known this. In other words, that's the reason why you're Chayiv Eish. Since Eish has a koyach acha, means the wind is there to blow it, to make it move, you should know that your fire is going to travel and do damage. So that's why you're chayif eish. So I'll tell you here also, and it belongs to you, the fire, ushmeros nelecha, hani nami, the same thing, these stones that you put on top of your roof, and you know now that any normal wind will come and blow it and make it fall down, koyach acha murabhem. Like you know, on top of your roof, the koyach acha, the winds will come and throw it down, Umamaynacha belongs to you, Ushmiros Nalecha, to your Shmira, Savadi, Shibichayiv. Savadi, the Svari is the Toldos of Eish is Mamish like Eish. Elo, what comes out is about the Toldos of the Eish case. True, the Toldos of Eish is Mamish like Eish. If so, the Chikomer, Papa, Toldos of the Regal. Where did Rapapa say, Lavki Yaitzabai, that's by regal. Shrati Gemara, regal. Ho Akim not told her the regal regal. We read it just got finished saying before that told us a regal is mamish chayav like regal. So Gemara says there's one exception. Bechatzi nezek tzroiris. In the case when the animal is walking, and while he's walking, he hits pebbles, and the pebbles go and hit somebody. That's called tzroiris. That there's a new halacha l'moshe m'sinai that you only have to pay a chatzi nezek. Even though it's mamish koichay the animal, and without the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, I would have said you have to pay a nezek sholem. But there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that tzroiris only pays a chatzi nezek. Tehilchos l'gemirulo. It's a halacha gemirulo. Rashi says the chatzi nezek tzroiris. The animal was walking. While its feet was moving, it kicked like pebbles. The pebbles broke Kalim. The Kaimlon, the Hilchos Gemirulog, the Moshe Misinai. The Mamainahu, for like Knas, it's not called like Knas, like Tam. The Alpha God, the Palganiskash, and the Gichab, a Knas, even though a Tam is a Knas, here it's called Mamin. Because really, it's regular, it's Urche Bahochi. It's normal to do it. The Mikoyach regular, the Yosek, regular, yeah. Now, the only thing though, it's not mamish like regal. Here a papa saying, told us, say him, this told of regal is lav ki yaitzavoy, because it's nuk zeros akosiv, that you only have to pay a chatinetic. For the Gemara of Sovia, my Korle told of the regal. Why is it called the told of the regal? If it doesn't have the same aloch of regal, so why do we call it a told of the regal? The Torah says, I forgot, even though it's like regal, but since it's dina, my different, we should have called it a name by itself. Sumara says, no. Lishale min aliyah. It wants to teach us you have to pay min aliyah. Min aliyah means you have to pay more than the animal is worth. By shor hamazik of keren the locher is, you only have, even by a muid, you only have to pay as much as the animal itself is worth. If your animal is only worth $100 and it does damage to somebody worth $200, you don't have to pay more than $100. You only pay migufa. Mashenkin here is called a told of regal, that by regal there you pay min aliyah. It means even if your animal is only worth $100. And it does damage to some clothing or some cable that's worth $200, you have to pay the $200. So here you pay min aliyah. That means, let's say the shor was only worth $100, and it did damage to $400 worth of kelim. So you only have to pay chatzin nezek, you only have to pay $200. But those $200 you have to pay. Even though your shor was only worth $100, you have to pay the extra $100 min aliyah. Fred Gemara, Rova had this for question. Rova asked this for question. Chatzin nezek tzroiris. That is, there's aloha that you pay chatzin tzroiris. Pays a chatzin nezek.
This tape is being sponsored by the Engel and Goldstein Mishpoch Lezecha Nishmas, their father, Reb Avigdor ben Reb Chaim Avrom, Olav HaSholem. The limur of this tape should be a schustin.
Like Rav had this for question. Not that this is a locha. The chatzin has the boy Rav. Rav chatzin has the tzoris. Migufa mishalim. Do you pay only migufa? How much the animal itself is worth? Or min aliyah mishalim. You have to pay even from out. From above means even from your own money. So Mar says true. The Rav mi boyle. Rav had it for question. But the Rav papa pshitale. For the Mar though, but the Rav the mi boyle. I might call it told the regal. But according to Rav that he had a suffix, maybe Tzroiris does not pay min aliyah. If so, why do we call Tzroiris told of the regal? Let it call the name by itself. So Mar says, La Poitra B'Shus Rabim. It's called the told of regal that has this kula, just like regal B'Shus Rabim is Potter, who Adin, Tzroiris is also Potter B'Shus Rabim. Keren is Chayi B'Shus Rabim. But regal is Potter B'Shus Rabim, so that's why it's called the told of the regal, that Tzroiris is also Potter B'Shus Rabim. Now it's about the Mishnah of Yamavir V'Yahever. But the more my Mavir, what does Mavir mean? Ravo Mamavir Zodim, it means Odom Mamazdik. Hoshmula Mamavir Zeh Shein, no, it means Shein. Ravo Mamavir Zeh Odom, the Chsid of Pasuk says, Oma Shemer, Oso Boika Begam Lailo. Im Tiv Oyun, Bo Oyun. It says, Loshen my Odom, to boy, he should talk. So Mash Loshen of Mavir goes on Odom. Hoshmula Mamavir Zeh Shein, the Chsid, Eich Nechtesu, Esov.
Nivul mitzvunov. So Mor says, my mashma, how do you know this goes on Shane? So Mor says, could him targum Rav Yisrael? Rav Yisrael targum it. Ichten ilvushin Esav. How will we find out Esav? Is galin matrumohi, who will be uncovered what was covered before? Just like teeth is sometimes covered, sometimes uncovered. Now the Mor says, Rav my time liyomik Shmuel. How come Rav doesn't say like Shmuel that it means Shane? Omulach. So Rav says. Miketani nivo? Does it say the word nivo? It says nivu. And so Rashi says, Nivo de Mashmu Atzma Niv, he himself was doing it, uncovering it. And it doesn't say that word. Therefore, Rav says that word Nivo does not mean shame. And then Ushmu Matem Luyom Karav, Sakam Shmu does not like Rav that it should mean Adam. Omlach Mikatani Boya, does the Pasuk say Boya? It says Bo'ov. So also it's not Mashmu's going on Adam Amazik. So Mora says there's so Michti, let's see, Kroloi Kamadaiki, Loi Kamadaiki. Really, the Pasukim is not Mashmu more one way than the other way. If so, Rav Matem Luyom Kashmu, Sakam Rav Taka doesn't say like Shmuel that Mavir should mean Shane. So it says, because he learns, Rav learns that Svar is Tonish Shor B'chol Milu D'Shor. When the Mishnah says Shor, it means everything's included. In other words, Keren, Regal, and Shane is included in Shor. And therefore, Mav has to mean Adam Amazik. For the Mora, Shmuel Nami Yotoni LeShor, I according to Shmuel also, why don't you say in Shor is everything? Amar Rav Yudah Tonish Shor LeKarno, no, that Shmuel also, when it says the word Shor in the Mishnah, means Keren. Well, Mav L'Shina, therefore Mav means Shane.
If so, this is the Havamina, then the Mishnah means Shor is Keren and Mavra is Shane. If so, what does the Mishnah mean? Loi Arei Azeh? Vochikoma. Loi Roi La Keren. Shane Hano Lezeka. Keren doesn't have any enjoyment when it does damage. Kero Wa Shane, Shiesh Hano Lezeka. That Shane has Hano Lezeka. So if it only say Keren, I only think Keren is Chayim, because it's possible to watch it. It doesn't have enjoyment. But Shane that has enjoyment, maybe it's not possible to watch. Maybe they're your butter.